Previously on Hippo Juice.
He married at 23 and later served as the pastor of an evangelical megachurch in Maryland for more than a decade. Well,
that's right. I actually know him. This is great. I heard about this. I came as fast as I could. The line at Popeye's was backed up. You order a three-piece meal, and they mess up every time. I saved myself until I was married.
You did? Did you fall in line with this other pastor sort of guy?
That's correct. I did nothing with women at all.
No?
No. I did several hand-in-mouth things with various men I met, but that's because we were preaching. Oh. And sometimes when you're praying, you open your mouth, something goes in there. You don't know. It's a crazy thing. It's like speaking in tongues.
What a service. Pastor Royce, are you married?
That is correct. I'm married to Gertrude for 37 years.
Does it feel like a gift from God?
Yes, it does. Every day I look at her and I say, Lord, please take her to heaven. That is a gift from God.
Oh,
I don't know what the Lord's return policy is.
Keep the receipt.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
it says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Today is August 31st, 2016. Joining you, as always, from morelikeradio.com/live, where you can see all our pretty faces. And for people on Facebook, go there if you want to see all of us. Joined, as always, by Marie, don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
As always and forever.
She did the heart thingy. Mark Rampcat Nixon is joining us.
I think you, Freaky, and I like you a lot.
And just came in under the wire.
Under the gun?
Joel Dutch Van Wingerden.
You're driving a line. You're driving a line.
Hi, everyone.
I literally get yelled at by Royce now if I say I'm going to the bathroom if I don't say it in the voice.
Yeah, so. I'll yell at her. You said it wrong.
And then I'll be like, I gotta go to the bathroom, Daddy.
I gotta go to the bathroom, Daddy. Not now, damn it.
So, we are live, joining you, and we're about to be hit here in Florida
by the most devastating tropical depression
of all time,
according to ARP.
Yes,
of all August.
Yeah. So we are getting hit by that, and isn't it a state of emergency or something? They declared something in 21 counties.
It's a state of
the state of emergency. Rick Scott declared it a state of emergency as far as this tropical storm Hermine.
Hermine,
not Hermanini.
I believe you pronounce it wrong. It's pronounced hermano. That is the correct term. I'm almost positive.
No,
I'm almost positive. Anyway,
I'm going into work tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I'm working tomorrow, too. It doesn't matter. It's not going to change anything.
So it's like a borderline hurricane?
No, that would be a tropical storm. It's just a tropical. See, here's a level. If you're Floridian, like you learned this before your ABCs, you have tropical depression, then tropical
storm.
So
it's sad.
Yeah. Tropical borderline depression, tropical storm.
Sort of feeling down in the dumpsy.
And then
it's so depressed that they don't even give it a name. They still assign it a number. So before it was named, it was Tropical Depression Number 9.
That's right.
Number 9.
Number nine. That was good. Thank you.
Tropical Depression Number 9.
Yeah. So now it gets named. Hey, folks, it's always named the female. Am I right? Because of the I can't do the 90s stand-up bit. But then it becomes a hurricane after it becomes a tropical storm. Then you have
Cat one through cat five,
which cat is short for scatagory. I'm positive.
Oh, I thought it was actually named after cats.
There's scatagory one. There's scatagory two. And then three, four. And
scatagory
five.
Two is also called cruise control.
It is. It's called scatagory two cruise control. And William Dafoe is in it.
Yes.
very little known fact about hurricanes. Every category two, William Dafoe is in the eye of it, controlling it with his mind. Look, guys, I don't, it's science. Don't, I don't want angry tweets later. This is science.
Category three is cat fancy status, where it's you're just bombarded with YouTube videos of cat videos.
It's adorable but deadly. That's why we call it that.
That is true. As most cats are.
Absolutely. But when the nails get you, they get you.
When you get all the way to a cat five, it's actually represented by Chris Farley as El Nino.
Yep. Oh. It is true. Comes back to life.
Yep.
Andrew was a five, right?
Andrew was a five.
I was in South Florida for that.
Royce remembers.
How long ago was it?
Andrew.
No.
Hurricane Andrew?
Hurricane Andrew?
He might have thinking of Hurricane Andy.
No, he's thinking. Yeah, I think Dutch is right, actually. There's no way to find this out. I don't have an almanac.
92.
You were 92, close, Dutch.
Close enough.
92. I was 10. And I remember all of us going over to our grandma's house, because she lived in one of those townhouses, so it was actually safer since it was one big building versus our house. And we stayed there, and I actually slept through the whole thing. The power went out for a few days, but then we woke up, I went for a drive with my dad, and fuck, dude, it was wrecked. Like, I remember it vividly. It was fucking wrecked. Trees everywhere, fucking shit ripped off. It was nuts.
What's the highest you can go? Is it
five?
Five.
Five's the highest. Wow.
Yeah, then you go over 145, 155 miles an hour. Or as far as winds are concerned. I was born during Hurricane David in 1979 when it went through South Florida.
Really?
Kind of surprised I'm not called David. But you know how we as Floridians know that this is not a major hurricane or even a storm.
No.
It's because no one has planned in advance for a hurricane party.
Dude,
that is true. Booze.
Everyone gets there, gets drunk, and that's not happening. So
I've never had a hurricane party because since I've moved to Florida, I haven't been through a major... Like, hurricanes have passed through, but not enough where a party was planned.
Right.
Like, maybe Francis, but I wasn't... Like, you... Well, actually, no. We kind of had a hurricane party for Francis. I mean,
Did you have one for Charlie? You guys weren't here for Charlie, though, right?
We were around for Charlie, but we were actually in Orlando that weekend. Royce and I were long-distance dating for the first 3 years of our relationship while I was at the University of Florida and he was still working in South Florida, so we would meet in Orlando all the time. We were here for Hurricane Charlie. We were in some hotel room, and the power went out, so we were living off vending machine candy.
Oh, that's right. We're eating vending machine candy. I remember now.
I have a picture, because you had gotten roses for me or some... nice thing like that.
Well, she
from
drew
a vending machine.
No, from earlier.
I got it before. She literally drove through a hurricane to see me. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna get her flowers. Look, they were the ones that were gonna throw away at CVS, but it's still a nice thought. And
so yeah, we hung out in a hotel room while Hurricane Charlie passed through.
And the problem with that is it hotel everybody, even the mayor, and that's the issue. You know, Ludacris is always telling me that.
Yeah,
in my head. But yeah, Cat 5 is. But yeah, like here it's. It's a joke. Like, you know, other places freak out. Like, when the hurricane hit Jersey, if that hurricane would have hit Florida, we would have been like, eh. But to be fair, Florida's prepared for it, like, structurally, and New Jersey.
Yeah, you're just the boner of the U.S. just hanging out there letting everything smack you.
To be fair, Jersey needed the bath. I mean, let's be honest. Like, New Orleans needs a bath every, you know, couple of years.
You have to clean it off. You're right.
Yeah. Clean up all the cage and all gumbo.
You get too much cum everywhere, and it's just like, we should probably wash this toy out.
You're right. That's a good point. But yeah, it never really phases us. Like, we always, it's just another reason to drink. Everyone has a hurricane party. You get drunk.
Well, it's like those places that get hit with tornadoes that have not had them ever, and everybody freaks out. Or you go to like anywhere in Oklahoma, they're like, oh, that's a seven. Finger God my ass. Go fuck yourself.
For example, in New York, they are so used to Sharknadoes that it doesn't bother them anymore. You know?
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Oh, my God! Tornado! Tornado!
Thank you. But, yeah, I know, it's a tropical depression, and the news loves when it's a fucking storm. Every year here, and I know it's a regional thing, but I want to share this, because everyone makes fun of Florida, but I want you guys to understand what we go through and what makes us crazy.
Everybody makes fun of Florida. What?
We have our own section. Get out of here. We have our own section on FARC. We do. That's sad, right?
Yeah.
We have our own subreddit just called the Florida Man. All right? Yeah. We're not doing well. So every year, or not every year, every few years when there's a hurricane hitting, Category 1 or even a higher-end tropical storm, you have the same news report of a guy at a Home Depot or a Lowe's standing there going, look, everything's flying off the shelves, or at a grocery store. They're out of bread. And I'm like, first off, worst case Ontario, all right?
Yeah.
Let's say that the fucking storm happens and you're without power. Fine. Okay. You'll still be fine. You're going to be fine.
Have you ever bought any of the materials that they always suggest for people that are in the midst of a tropical storm or hurricane to buy? Like, have you ever bought batteries because of a storm?
No. I'm going to tell you something, though, Mark.
Yeah.
My Cuban parents, or grandparents, and parents.
Here we go.
They did the trick of, our hurricane's coming. We're not going to put the shutters up because that fucking takes time. So what we're going to do is we're going to get duct tape and make an X on the windows, which does absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
Zero.
Especially if that only works if it's pane glass.
I know. And
so you don't want shards hitting people and it just sort of stays together.
And none of them are. And we were doing that and we were like, what do we do? Why? I'm like, even as a child, I was like, this is for Andrew.
Are we doing this again?
It's like, why are we doing this?
Did they get up on the roof and start spelling out the word help in duct tape?
No. They actually just spray painted the Superman symbol.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that works too.
You saw the movie.
Yeah. Movie.
Oh, I'm sorry. Documentary.
Yeah, the documentary. That's what I was talking about.
Eric is in the Facebook chat and he says, hey, this chat isn't jiggy at all. Look, go to the More Like Radio one. Click that. Eric was from Florida too. He said, first sign of a storm, I used to throw my parents' outdoor furniture into the pool. Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, you're not supposed to, you have to not have it outside because it'll fly around. And people park their car in front of their garage door, which in my mind didn't work. Because if something happens to your car in the storm, then you're stuck in your house. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, but also people get, you know, they obviously we're not condoning to not take safety precautions. But it's not as though you're in the middle of tornado alley and you take a piece of paper or like a newspaper and it becomes a lethal weapon because it's going 750 miles an hour.
Right.
Lethal.
In three feet.
Lethal weapon two. Riggs Revenge, I believe is what it was called.
Yes.
But yeah, it's crazy because Floridians are, and it's not the sound, because I hate it because everyone's like, oh, we're so used, but we really are like, it. You know, the news always sensationalizes it, but nobody cares. I never, like you said, I'll answer your question earlier, Mark. I never went and bought batteries or any of that shit that they tell you. I'm like, I'll be fine. I'll live. You know?
Right, but what happened in your state the last time it snowed?
Exactly.
Your entire state shut down.
Exactly. That's my point, though.
It's like any part of the country. Yeah. When you're used to a certain type of weather, you know, either pattern or just anything.
And to be fair,
you guys, I remember when we were doing the show, when it snowed there, like you
there's some, oh, that's right. It did.
Losing their mind in northern Florida.
They do, but you know, I guess, like you said, you know,
it's what we're prepared for. We're prepared to get a shit ton of water because Florida is mostly sand and it drains immediately. Louisiana gets hit with a storm, it's flooded forever.
And after Andrew, to be fair, there was a lot of like things that were done, building code improvements. So like,
yeah, there's a
every
lot of
new
here.
Fucking home now is built like to withstand a fucking Category 5. You know, at least the first floor is. If you have a 2-story house, the top is still plywood. But you know, stay on the first floor, you'll be fine.
Well, according to the news, it was saying that around 2 o'clock on Friday it was supposed to go through the panhandle, through the Tallahassee area. And so hopefully the storm will literally pick up Governor Rick Scott and throw him into oblivion so that we don't have to.
He's so bad. Oh, my dude. Rick Scott is one of those. That's, I don't know how he got elected. He's universally hated by a lot of Republicans hate him, too. He's just universally hated.
Yeah.
I have no idea how he won. Old people. That's why he won.
Old people that vote because they don't work and you work. And so
there's literally, and listen, none of us here are fucking environmentalist in any way, but this motherfucker, the whole sugar thing and the algae that he created because of him being a fucking idiot, and now we have poison fucking lakes and rivers here, which is fine, right? This is fine.
No, it's fine.
So, and that's where we're going to install your solar panel.
Oh, there it is, Solar Pro. But yeah, I mean, it was, you know, I guess, like I said, we're fucking used to all that shit.
Wait, he did what and caused algae? What? This is news to me.
All right, I'll pull up the story.
Just give me the skinny.
I think we talked about it, but maybe you weren't here or paying attention, or it was a different show. But there's like poison algae.
Could have been all three.
There was poison algae that's now growing in certain bodies of water in Florida because he doesn't.
Governor ignores Big Sugar's role in toxic algae infestation. The sugar companies here, when they dump their waste into the fucking water system, it's causing this really fucked up algae. People told him about it. Here I have the story. Okay, bold. My God, the editorializing, of course. Margarita paused for a moment to read the city's declaration of emergency. That's right. There was a declaration of emergency because of it.
Toxic algae.
Bold red letters, yellow posters, warned advisory, high bacteria, blue-green algae, avoid contact with water. So much of the river's allure. Talk about understatement, blah, blah, blah. So basically, they know that the fucking sugar is a reason this is happening. But because it brings up so much money, he's kind of turning a blind eye. There you go. Yeah. So that's, you know, one of the fucking reasons, you know, and it's like, dude, come on. He's a piece of shit. Wasn't he one of the main reasons that weed didn't pass here last time?
Correct.
Yeah, he was against it.
I think it's the fact that your unlawful state requires a 75% voting pass.
Well, 60%, right? But that's either way is fucked up. Anything over 50% should win. I don't know.
That's ridiculous.
How they threw that on there.
Plus, he was involved in the largest Medicaid fraud case in history. He used taxpayer money to get himself out of that, as well as some other lawsuits. And he even looks like people hate him. Like, the more hate creates him into he looks like Voldemort. And I've never even seen the Harry Potter movies enough to look him. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he does look like Voldemort.
Yeah, he's...
No nose. Very pale. Sorry, I'm showing Royce. Because I texted my boss just to make sure while we were talking. I was like, because we literally left the office at 5 o'clock just talking about whatever. And I failed to be like, hey, does the company have any rules about like tropical storms or anything like that? You know, like we didn't even talk about it. And she goes, no, we don't get off unless it's bigger than a Cat 4. I had asked somebody else about it last year when we had a Cat 1 coming through. And she's like, no, not even with Charlie. Cat 4 or above.
So, yeah.
Like, that's the only ones that they care about.
We can't close unless the courts close. And everyone was trying to leave early both yesterday and today. And I'm assuming tomorrow and Friday. And everyone was talking about, yeah, because the weather's so bad outside. And you go and take a look out the window and it's... Or whatever the crickets. I need crickets.
Rick Scott looks like Moloch from The Watchmen.
The
guy
who or the bad guy like who framed Roger Rabbit.
Yes. Doom. Yeah. He also looks like the old man from Poltergeist. Poltergeist 2, The Other Side.
Yeah.
That was dying of cancer while he was filming the movie.
He reminds me of that Jim Carrey fireman thing from. In Living Color.
Oh, Fire Marshal Bill.
Fire Marshal Bill.
Let me show you something. They want to bring in Living Color back, I believe. I was reading something about that.
I don't think Jim Carrey. He's too busy with his website that he's not busy with anymore.
It takes up all his time.
Right.
That's all he does. He does. You know what? We haven't been there in a while.
Oh my God. Good pull, Marie.
Oh, look, it's under Scott.
Good pull, Marie.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That's what he looks like. He looks like Fire Marshal Bill.
All right. We haven't been to JimCarrey.com. We do this every couple of years, so I think it's about time, right?
That's see about time, right?
I think it's different now, if I remember. URL not found.
Aww.
What?
Not found. We talked about that. He took it down.
It's the top thing on Google.
Remember? No, remember the last time we went there, we talked about how he took his site down.
Right, but I want him to bring it back.
Best picture. Mole with the best picture in the chat. Rick Scott
maybe
looks like that boy.
Jim Carrey online. Online has something. It's a WordPress site.
I don't even know what Bat Boy is, but he looks like him.
It's from the Weekly World News, the shitty black and white the magazines, the papers that you can get at the grocery store for like two bucks.
Oh, okay.
So, JimCarrey.com is down.
It's been down.
All right. Well,
Tropical Storm Hermine.
It's a lot not remembering what things we talked about.
Tropical
before.
Storm Hermano is fucking everything up.
It's Hermanini.
Hermione?
Hermanini.
People.
Hermione.
It's spelled Hermione.
Weren't you saying,
Is
Marie?
Is that the same way they do it in the book?
Yeah, no. That's not the, no.
Didn't they cast the Harry Potter star in Game of Thrones, you were telling me before the show?
Yeah. One of
Watson?
No, it's not Emma Watson.
But Daniel Radcliffe.
No, it's not Daniel Radcliffe either. It's
Daniel Boringcliffe.
It might be Daniel Boringcliffe.
I'm surprised no one's gotten offended because of Tropical Storm Hermine, because they're saying, are you trying to possess women because it's Hermine?
Yes.
All right, whatever, bro. I don't like you anymore.
That's okay.
They actually cast Jim Broadbent in season seven of Game of Thrones.
Which character was he on Harry Potter?
He was one of the professors of dark arts. He was
African-American arts.
You're right. African-American arts.
There you go,
He was the nicest one. He was Professor Slughorn.
Oh, he's the police inspector at on Hot Fuzz, the movie Hot Fuzz with Simon Pegg.
Oh, yeah,
also
with
correct.
A great big bushy beard.
Also correct.
Yes.
All answers are correct, but Harry Potter is most correct. Because Harry Potter is most important.
Yeah, yeah.
He's even wearing the Harry Potter glasses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the veteran British performers' credits range from Time Bandits, Brazil, and Bridget Jones's Diary. None of you mentioned Bridget Jones.
Why would I?
His Emmy-nominated role.
Yes, Longford. They're coming out with another fucking Bridget Jones.
Yes. Fucking Renee Zellweger's face.
Oh, okay. Well,
it doesn't. It's paper mache at this point. It doesn't move.
While Marie finishes reading that, I'll pull up the trailer for the new Bridget Jones.
So we can talk about what he's been in, but we don't know what he's going to be in Game of Thrones because it's just speculation at this point.
He's going to be awesome.
They just
everything
know.
In that show is awesome.
That is the correct answer.
Yes. All we know is that Broadbent's role is significant.
All right, let's
Sweet.
See.
Awesome.
Do you think he's going to die? Do you think they're going to bring him and kill him?
Yes.
What is it?
Well, because they brought in Ian McShane, and he was helping out the Hound, and then he ended up dying, and he was only in for two and a half episodes, maybe? Actually, not even. All like right, 45 minutes of an episode.
I got it. I got Bridget Jones's baby is what it's called.
Yep.
All right.
I'm so hungry, I ate my baby.
Baby. Bridget Jones's baby back ribs.
Oh, I thought they were doing Rocky for a second.
So there I was, surrounded by my friends, and all ready for my happy ever after.
There he is right there.
That's how I pictured it.
There's Daddy.
The reality was much more single.
I can't.
Can't
she's
what?
She's from Texas, by the way.
I know.
Born in Texas, and she's playing a British woman. That's good.
This movie, why did it need to be made? Was there a fucking gaping hole that needed to be filled with Bridget Jones's baby?
Well, because all the women finished their bonbons from the first two Bridget Jones's movies, and they needed an excuse to buy more bonbons.
All right. Sorry, go ahead.
We unfortunately did not cover this on the real thing on morelikeradio.com because we found that it did not merit the time. Just to give you guys heads up.
Well,
the real
on Hippo
does not
Juice.
Endorse Bridget Jones's baby.
Oh, yeah. Well, Hippo Juice, we have plenty of time.
There's lots of merit for
shit.
Bridget Jones.
We have Hippo nothing Juice. Better to do than make fun of Renee Zellweger.
Which, speaking of your podcast. Speaking of your podcast. So racist. Marcus Hispanic. Come
yeah,
on
I know.
Now.
That's why I did it.
Come on now. Didn't you do an extended episode this week?
We did. We were going over our fall movie preview per our individual copies of Entertainment Weekly's fall movie preview when we were lining up. So please listen. Download us on iTunes. Listen to us on morelikeradio.com because we are going to be off for 2 weeks because of Labor Day weekend.
Mm-hmm. And doesn't the show replay on More Like Radio right before ours?
Yeah, it does. It absolutely does from 6 to 7 every Wednesday. In fact, I had actually taken the time to make sure that we ended kind of on a transition because I always
for the hour, yeah.
Hippo Juice, 7 to 9 people every Wednesday on morelikeradio.com. God. Please listen.
Hey, I'm Ryan Lochte, and I'm just here to remind you that if you need to get blown, the Auto Blow 2 is still around. We have a Ryan Lochte story coming up, too. But let's finish this. We have to at least finish it. We started it. Let's see what happened to Bridget Jones's face. What's wrong with her face?
Dude, this trailer is 2 minutes and 52 seconds long. God
surgery.
Damn.
What's wrong with her face? No, for real. Look at her face.
This trailer is actually half the length of the Sizzler 1991 commercial. So it's just nice. Long enough.
Okay.
Bridget Jones should be robbing banks with Patrick Swayze in that mask that she's wearing for face.
Fuck off.
Language.
Still, not to dwell on the negatives, many positives to note. I'm absolutely loving my new life.
Wasn't she fat in the last two?
Yes.
And now in this one, she's just like, fuck it, I'm not going to get fat for
it. Is that Ed Sheeran?
That's Ed Sheeran. You're absolutely right.
That's Ed Sheeran? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. He makes me wet every time he sings.
Calm down.
Every time he sings, not every time you see him.
Yeah. Didn't you hear that one where he was singing about how he's going to love me until he was 70 years old,
even though
I expect that most people at least live to the age of 72, and what's going to happen to the last few years of his life? Is he still going to love me? I don't know.
Calm down.
7:30 makes me work.
Have top job as producer of news program.
I'm looking for someone dynamic to lead. Any volunteers? Do you need the bathroom, Bridget?
And maintaining good relationship with ex.
How are you?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine.
Glass of wine?
I have a whiskey, please.
Big glass.
Double.
And my love life is showing signs of improvement.
She fell in the mud. She fell in the mud, guys.
Oh, come on. That's hilarious.
May I?
It fits.
Is that,
oh, it's McDreamy.
That's McDreamy, right?
Aside from one tiny.
Now, it was McDreamy, McSteamy.
And McDutchy.
And then McDonald's.
McNuggets. And then McChicken. Who was Pooh played McChicken? Hey, Mitch. Mitch
what about
is
McGangbang? How about McGangbang?
Mitch is listening. He watched Grey's Anatomy. Who played McChicken? Please, someone let me know.
Need development. I'm pregnant.
Plot twist.
Everything.
Oh, no.
Is completely under control. Sort of.
Oh. Eric said the black guy played McChicken. All right. Now
oh,
we know
racist.
Oh. Was worried.
Oh, no, Bridget. Who's the father?
Oh, apparently it was a hashtag. I didn't know that. Well.
Is it Marks?
There's at least a 50% chance.
A 50% chance? Did you have a three-way?
That's funny.
Because an old lady said it.
And British people are so proper.
Who is going to be going to watch this?
Well, clearly.
I don't know a single person that I would know personally in my life that would watch this.
Marie would.
Clearly nobody.
I vote Mark watches it.
I will watch it so that I can comment on it.
See? Oh, okay.
On the real thing on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Sir Ronald McDonald III, Mitch says.
Mark, I'll go with you.
Okay. I got a free ticket for you then.
Sweet.
Okay.
I was going to sneak into something else.
Yeah. I'm not watching any of this mess.
All right.
So this is Dad, I presume.
Oh! These are acclaimed actors and actresses. She was also in Harry Potter.
Oh.
You got to feed the monkey. You're Emma Thompson and Colin Firth.
The McChicken.
Firth, legitimately a badass in Kingsman, that movie that came out 2 years ago.
I liked that movie when I watched
there
it.
There are already two Harry Potter professors in this movie.
Eric says the McChicken hashtag was huge the other day. It was a video of a black guy fucking and destroying a McChicken sandwich.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. Is it worth playing?
I saw that.
How did I miss that?
All right, we'll play it after this.
I wonder if you could...
It's a video-heavy show, folks.
Maybe do me a little favor.
So, this is Dad, I presume. I'm so glad you could be here. This is a unique and marvelous moment.
It's due in September.
Yikes.
The baby?
That's what it says.
The abortion. This abortion's coming to theaters in September.
So, yeah, you're right. The next movie is going to be Bridget Jones' miscarriage.
No.
Oh.
All right, let's
Bridget Jones, up for adoption?
Oh, God, all this talk about abortion is making me super wet.
All right, let's see if I can find it. McChicken. Wait, which one is it, Dutch? Help me out here. Find me the McChicken thing.
It's very not safe for work, so I don't think
we should. We shouldn't.
No, these are reaction videos to it.
Oh, but we can't play it on the show because he's literally fucking a McChicken.
Yes. Fuck! I can't play it on YouTube.
Is there some sort of edited version?
Well, no. I could play it for us to see it. And
yeah,
I'll
play it for us to see, and then we'll have our reaction to it.
All right.
So just make sure that we can see it on the screen.
Can we play sound? Is sound okay?
Oh, it sounds fine. Yeah.
Okay. Is the sound funny?
This is the new Two Girls One Cup reaction video thing.
Oh, all right.
Oh, I don't like this
stuff.
Is it
gross?
No,
it's not that bad.
It's not
that bad, according to Dutch.
It's not.
I'm looking for it. Where would I look for it?
Sick bastard. I know you.
Oh, I got to go to Pornhub, I'm sure. Okay.
Oh, shit.
No. I'll find it for you.
He has it in his favorites. It's bookmarked.
Pornhub.
I'm just going back to the site that I was at to find what I saw earlier.
Yeah, barbecue. Don't forget to log in under your surname, Carlos Daniel.
I found it. He's just fucking it with his through his shorts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that it? Okay,
sounds like a reasonable thing to do.
God.
Well, can the others see the video?
You don't have to. I'll just
No. I want to see it on the video here, but just don't have that be the third screen.
I can't do that, Dutch.
Can't?
I can, but it'll be a pain in my ass.
Just do it. I want to see it.
No, fuck you. It's going to take me like 5 minutes.
Wait.
Really?
Yes, for real.
Here. Then send us a link and we'll all hit play at the same
time. It's in the chat. There you go.
Okay, here we go. All right. Before you play.
Backing up. Ready?
Whoa, fuck.
Oh, fuck it.
Why? Why would you do that?
I hope there's enough mayonnaise to prevent chafing. Who's
Wait,
that girl?
That pop up.
Is that a girl or is that?
It's probably a pop up. I'm sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because Royce paused it and I'm still hearing.
Yeah. Hi, this is Ryan Lochte. If you want the same quality but with lower price, watch my Auto Tube video that's now in stores and Amazon.
You're gonna get breading in the crevice of your dickhead.
Your urethra is gonna hurt like a mother because of that special sauce.
No, it's why would you?
How do you have an erection with that?
Oh, it's still the McChicken.
Like chicken sandwiches, man.
Oh, well, he's clearly a shower, not a grower.
Right.
All right. So, ew! And you could find it easily. Just type McChicken in Pornhub. If you guys aren't listening via podcast, it's a guy. Guy has a fucking nice hog. Got to give him that.
Look up BBC McChicken and BBC, not the British channel that you can see Bridget Jones's abortion in theaters in September.
I'd rather watch this guy fuck this McChicken more than watch that movie.
For 2 hours?
Oh, fuck. That was disgusting.
Yeah.
McChickens are really gross.
I'm not a big fan of, like, food and sex. I like to keep that separate.
It's very messy. It's very dirty.
Not because I don't mind that kinky stuff. Oh, and by the way, yeah, I think we're going to try to go to that fucking fetish club, but you got to try to go too, Dutch.
Right.
For real. Like, I'm going to try to go maybe Friday if I can. But we're just curious.
#curious.
Yeah, we are.
We don't have any in the Springs, but there's a ton up in Denver.
Mark, you're welcome to come. We were talking about it yesterday. Oh,
I will.
God damn it. Fuck you like you're a McChicken.
You walked right into that one.
If you're going to do that, you better McGangbang me, which is McChicken in between the 2 quarter pounders or whatever the fuck.
Oh, fuck. How about the McSurf and Turf?
Sure.
Oh,
yeah, put some lobster tail on that ass.
Ooh, lobster tail. Imagine getting a McFish and a lobster tail on the side.
A filet of fish. Oh,
and a lobster tail. Oh, God. Eric says, I get producer credit for the day. And Mitch says, I already have one, Eric. It doesn't do shit. Well, okay.
It actually really doesn't do shit.
God damn it.
Ba 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 ba. That's fucking it.
Very good. It's very good.
Thank you. Like it.
Bravo.
Okay, now I want a McChicken sandwich again.
I don't. Not even a little bit.
No?
No.
Well, if you don't want it now, I don't want it. I'm a follower.
Shit. But if you do want it. Wait. Go back. What fetish club are you guys going to again?
Well, okay, it's called here we go, Dutch. Get ready.
The website was
It's
awesome.
Called The Woodshed.
I'm sure it
and
is.
And it's in Orlando, and it's from 8 p.m. till 4 a.m.
Okay.
And
no power
get
tools.
Get off the damn shed!
The reason we're going to go is because John had this music gig down in South Florida, and it was at a fetish club.
Yeah, that's the reason.
Okay. And well, that's one of the reasons. And also, it looks awesome, if we're being honest.
Okay.
Not all the stuff. Some stuff doesn't look awesome. Like, right, right. There's limits, you know? But I am curious. And we're bi-curious. No, I'm not bi-curious. I'm just
curious, George.
No,
A whore.
You're right. That is a new Netflix show because now they want to be good with all the communities. It's going to be called bi-curious.
That monkey was an asshole.
Fuck it. He just fucked everything up. And the guy in the yellow hat was just like, oh, it's just George being curious. No, you have a destructive animal in your house, dude.
What if I go dressed up for the fetish club, the woodshed? What if I go dressed as the man in the big yellow hat? That'll be like my thing, you know? And then I'll have Marie be curious George, by curious George.
That's not bad.
That's actually pretty cool. But yeah, I'm going to check it out. I'm going to see what's up. You're invited, Mark, of course, if you want to come.
To where?
Well, I would love to because, you know what, actually, I've never been to a con before, and I know that our friend Jessica from Washington had gone over to Fetish Con, and there's another person that was over there that I've worked with before, Goddess Valora. She's also, she's into, like, weird BDSM tickle videos, like, basically treating anybody that wants to pay her, like, shit for a price. But I've never been to a con, so yeah, I'd go to that. Sure,
go. We're going Friday. Aren't you out here anyway?
Or whenever, because you know if we can't do this Friday.
Yeah. Well, I got to prepare for the water slide party on Saturday, guys.
Oh, that's true. We're going to be there too. Don't worry. I mean, we plan to be there as well. We'll figure it out anyway. Yeah. But what was I curious, George? Is that what I was going to talk about? No, that wasn't what I was going to talk about.
That's what I was mad about.
You're just going to talk about monkeys, or
yeah, I mean, but. We should probably move on to a story, I guess. I completely lost my train of thought.
Yeah, we sure did. We can move on to the New York Post, where they said, today, accused cocaine babies posted insane photos of alleged drug run.
Okay, these
cocaine
chicks.
Cocaine babies?
Babes.
Was it babes?
Did you say babies or did I miss
you? I did say babies. Oh, it's babes. I'm sorry. I read that wrong.
I was going to say, wait, what the fuck?
I'm sorry. I read babes, but because cocaine babes, like, I saw cocaine babies. Like, that sounds like, that's a more interesting story. I want to know about cocaine babies.
I don't
babies.
Know. These chicks are pretty hot.
Oh, are they? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So, cocaine babes. Sorry. Two bikini-clad women. All right. So, the first sentence would have obviously corrected me immediately.
Two bikini-clad babies.
Charged with smuggling over $18 million worth of cocaine into Australia.
Whoa!
Is that a lot?
$18 million? You tell me.
I mean, once you're over a million, it's just a lot
of
millions.
At that point.
Well, I'm just talking about pure volume. At that, yeah.
Okay.
Is cocaine like a hard commodity to get in Australia?
I don't know. But they...
I know what isn't. Dingoes.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, there's video.
That's the video?
The video is playing music, but I'll mute it just so you can see what they look like while Marie tells the story. Go ahead.
Okay.
There's her picture if you want to see.
Very nice. They smuggled over $18 million worth of cocaine into Australia on a luxury cruise ship, documented their lavish...
Man, they are hot, though. Like, holy shit. Look at her.
Globetrotting alleged drug run on social media. Oh, they're Canadian. Canadians Melinda Roberge, age 22... And Isabelle Lagasse, age 28, traveled around the world on the MSC Princess. That's Microsoft Sea Princess.
It qualifies as a commercial amount of cocaine. That must mean a lot.
I guess
And they were just had it in their carry-on.
Yeah. Not only that, they were posting pictures of it on Instagram.
Ugh. Oh, is that how they got caught?
Yeah, keep going, Marie.
Operated by California-based Princess Cruises, while allegedly carrying commercial quantities of the Class A drug before being detained in Sydney. The glamorous pair attended court on Monday along with their alleged co-conspirator and fellow Canadian Andre Tamin, age 63, charged with trying to smuggle 200 pounds worth of cocaine into the country. The luxury cruise, costing around $12,600, started in Britain and toured the U.S. and South America, including Colombia and Peru, before sailing to New Zealand and then Australia.
What?
The haul was...
I'm assuming the reason why they did it that way was because they apparently don't have bag checks on cruises.
Probably. The haul was the largest seizure in Australia of narcotics carried by passengers of a cruise ship or airliner. That's a very minute description of how to seize cocaine. It had to be carried by passengers of a cruise ship or airline.
Yeah.
All right.
On a related note, season 2 of Narcos will be premiering on September 2nd live on Netflix.
I need to see season 1.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good, bro. Right, that's what everyone really tells
me. That's what I've heard, too.
The three did not enter pleas when they were charged in the Sydney Central Local Court with importing a commercial quantity of cocaine. They face life sentences if convicted. They will remain in custody until their next court appearance on October 26th. Both women's social media accounts are awash with exotic snaps from the alleged drug...
Snatches?
Snatches.
Oh,
no,
snaps. Exotic snatches.
Snaps. Like Snapchats, like pictures.
I
like
get it.
Snapping a photo.
I'm not up with the technologies.
I know you're not. From the alleged drug run, including pictures of the pair drinking from coconuts on white sand beaches.
And super hot duck lip pictures and selfies and Instagram Snapchats.
Ridiculously hot.
So they took pictures of the coke, or was that from the police?
No,
raid?
Coconut. They took pictures of the coconuts that
coconut.
They drank.
Yeah, I guess they did. No, that's from the police, but Jesus Christ, that was a lot of fucking drugs.
200 pounds.
And you know what? It you know, obviously they're going to get what they deserve in a court of law, but all that cocaine, and it's still not nearly as lethal as some of the shit that you can encounter in Australia, which
would be limited,
but not including great white sharks and dingoes and whatever. So
did you see the video of us?
Seven of the most deadliest snakes.
Speaking of Australia and snakes, there's a video.
Everything in that fucking country will kill you.
Everything. Yes.
Speaking of Australian snakes, there's a video from Australia of an eagle or a bird dropping a snake on a family.
Picking up a snake and then dropping said snake on a Japanese family.
Oh, that's nice.
See if I can find it.
It's not nice.
Is it this one?
Yeah, I think it's the first.
The Japanese
here it is.
Family.
Here it is.
Yeah, hawk drops live snake on family barbecue. So the hawk is flying around, circling a pond.
It's circling a pond. Okay.
The Japanese family are like, "Oh, look, it's a snake!"
Godzilla! Oh, go pick an effing.
All right, now the hawk circles down, picks something up,
picks up a snake,
flies back around. It's kind of hard to see; it's a snake, but it is a snake. Now flies directly toward them. Oh my god!
And he dropped it on him. He dropped it right on him.
How do you say "oh shit" in Japanese?
Okay, let me see that again.
Oh, there's a hawk.
That thing's fucking.
Oh,
wild.
There's a hawk.
Orange.
It's fucked up. That hawk is a jerk.
That for no reason. He didn't want to eat it. He just threw it at him.
I was going to say, it looked like he had a firm grip on it. He intentionally tried to basically bomb them with the snake.
Or maybe he was trying to drop the snake on the concrete in order to
snake bomb! Maybe
and then the snake chases him.
Maybe the hawk is like a big fan of Anaconda or something.
You know, no. This goes deeper. They were in cahoots with each other. The snake said... Buddy, help me up here. Let me get from the aerial assault.
Whoa.
He's like, sure, buddy. Let me get a nice little yo-yo
Joel,
around
Joel,
so I got some momentum.
Joel,
you want to make
Joel.
A viral video?
No, stop. Joel, you did not do either of those two impressions of the snake or the hawk in said snake or hawk.
Snake. Oh, I'm sorry.
See?
Snake.
That's how you do a snake.
Right.
Snake.
So snake basically was like,
snake.
Yo, pick me up and I'll dive on that. And the hawk was like, oh.
I'm so
oh.
Is that how it's not a hawk sounds?
Yeah, what's the
That's
hawk?
How it is
I want
now.
To hear the hawk voice.
Oh.
Oh, wow. The hawk is, oh.
Very deep.
Oh.
I thought a hawk would be shrill sounding, like a shriek, like, wow.
No, that's just when they yell.
Wait.
When they actually talk to each other, they're just like, oh, hey.
I think I know what the hawk would sound like.
Yes.
What is that?
Hi, this is Ryan Lochte. I'm flying around and dropping large dongs on Japanese families, but you can buy the Auto Jack 2 on Amazon. Thank you.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Fucking Ryan Lochte. Well, you know what? We can move on to that one now, actually.
There's more Ryan Lochte?
So much more.
Yahoo Sports, a crime prevention company, decided Ryan Lochte was worth a sponsor?
Yep.
Oh, boy. All right, let's read this one now. I'm still not sure if Ryan Lochte was actually robbed in Rio de Janeiro. The U.S. Olympic swimmer certainly exaggerated his version of events during a late night rest stop, leaving out parts about urinating on and tearing a poster from the side of a gas station. Still, armed security guards did demand money from him and his friends. The whole controversy was ridiculous. But it wasn't enough to stop a company committed to crime prevention from signing Lochte. Even if every major corporation associated with the three-time silver medalist dropped him as a sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
Dropped him like he was hot.
Drop him like it's hot. Drop him like it's hot.
Hot.
Actually, because Speedo, Ralph Lauren, and others canned Lochte in the aftermath of his disgraceful behavior at the Summer Olympics.
Sorry, too fucking loud.
The soon-to-be Dancing with the Stars contestant and RoboCop are a corporate fit.
I have a video. Let me help you out.
This is the most famous Shell station in Olympic history. This is where the alleged incident with Ryan Lochte and the other swimmers happened just a few nights ago.
Nice hat.
Come with me.
We'll fedora douche.
We'll go through the pathway that they took. It's right down this way. Alleyway to the bathroom.
Oh, this is just a video of the fucking
why
thing.
Why wouldn't you start the video there?
Here it is.
Next to the bathroom.
I've been traveling a lot lately. We all like to have fun, but it's a good idea to stay safe. I don't go anywhere without RoboCop. It's this tiny device. All you do is pull the pin, and it releases a startling alarm that can get you out of a bad situation.
Oh, no, wait. This is my Molly release, where I release it and then have large quantities of Molly. Lately.
We all like to have...
I am the law!
That was the best take, by the way. I want you play this one more time.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lochte, and when I'm not bored... reading this cue card right now.
So
I'm pulling this thing that I have no idea what it does.
You don't think that'll disable you as well? Lately.
We all like to have fun. I think. But it's
notice
the
electronic rape whistle.
I don't go
notice the adorable sounds of this chirping as if it were made by a chickadee.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lochte, and when I'm not serving the public trust, protecting the innocent, and upholding the law in Detroit, I'm selling you some plastic shit that's it's like an electronic raptor.
I don't go anywhere without RoboCop. It's this tiny device. All you do is
I don't know why they called it RoboCop. It looks nothing like the movie.
Get you out of a bad situation.
I wish Clarence Boddicker would just shoot the fuck out of him. Because as a movie fan, I love RoboCop, and you don't need to be selling shit that sounds like RoboCop.
No, so. But seriously.
I know RoboCop, and Ryan Lochte is no RoboCop.
How did they get the rights to just say RoboCop with an extra P? I mean, come on.
He's sounding more and more like Jimmy.
I think that's what Ryan Lochte is.
Is it?
He really is one of the dumbest human beings I've seen speak.
Well, what a terrific audience.
I don't feel safe outside of the water. So when I'm outside of the water, I have RoboCop to keep me safe.
All right. Do we want to go break a little bit early? Because I have a lot of... everything else I want to get into is not short.
Okay, let's do it.
So let's do that. Marie, let's go to break a little bit early. When we come back, we're going to talk about... I'm going to read just the article just to tease everybody. I don't let I don't let my friends eat meat in my presence.
I don't either.
All right, let's go ahead. Hit it.
Early break.
Oh, I'm already mad.
Warlife Radio!
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it. Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way.
By the way.
By the way.
The Nerd Hour.
The Sully Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Yeah! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Warlike Radio!
More Like Radio listeners, do you consider yourself a movie fan? Interested in finding out the latest entertainment news via the big screen and small? Well, have your faith shaken no more. With the help of Chris Wetton and Mark Mixon, listen to our epic podcast, The Real Thing, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 p.m., exclusively on morelikeradio.com.
Doc?
Yeah?
I was sitting at home Mondays and Wednesday. Hey, Doc. I was sitting at home Mondays and Wednesdays at 3 p.m., and I decided, instead of blowing my fucking brains out, I'm going to cut on More Like Radio and see what's the haps.
Doc, you know what is the haps?
I don't know. What is?
Papa's Basement. It's a show all about basements and refurnishing and how to fucking build a new basement in your house that don't even have a basement yet.
I heard a rumor that they're like Stern and Opie and Anthony was before the FCC got a hold of them.
Maybe that's true, but I don't know how dirty you could be about basements. Why does Strong Bad show up? I don't know.
I like a living in a basement.
Oh, and this cat. This show might be canceled.
Hey, everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show, along with
Dan from the Cousin Joe Show.
What a coincidence. We're talking about our documentary. What's it called, Dan?
It's called No Station Required.
Now, this is the new promo, because the old one...
The old promo.
It has a link that leads to nowhere.
Nowhere.
So we're making a new one.
It is the link to nowhere.
Okay.
What?
Huh?
Hmm?
We're going to...
Edit this?
Yes. If you go to nostationrequired.com or cousinjoshua.com, you can click on... Stop that.
Oh.
You can click on the PayPal to donate to the film because I'm still in like $7,000, $8,000 credit card debt for the cameras and all the other equipment that I have. So that'd be cool if you could do that, nostationrequired.com. And also... Oh, what's the other thing, Dan? Oh, our show.
Our show.
Those... When's that?
The Cousin Joe. Why are we nights 7 to 10?
Yes.
On Thursday nights?
Eastern.
Yeah.
On where?
On More Like Radio.
Dot fucking com.
Fuck that com.
Do you like frozen burritos? I mean, really like frozen burritos? Huh, ladies? And are you tired of runny... bullshit, fucking horse cock, shitty, pussy cum, shit fuck, runny fillings in your burritos? Then you gotta try Tina's Frozen Burritos. Tina's Frozen Burritos. We're not runny bullshit, we taste kinda good. Tina's Frozen Burritos. It is kind of good.
Tina's Frozen Burritos. Go and get them at your local store. You won't regret it. You can work it out with Rorschach and Doc. Fuck all of you, motherfucker.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe
this. I then imagined
Sean, did you write this?
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" and I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my hands. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com. Morelikeradio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Nothing works in this house. Tell me about it.
Is that a shot at me?
Probably.
Because for your information, I got a job.
Really? What kind of job?
Beads.
Bees?
Beads.
Beads? Job's not on board.
Beads are very big right now. Anklets, necklaces, you name it.
Bracelets.
But I'll need some startup money.
I'm in. But we're gonna need a lot. Beads aren't cheap. Are beads cheap?
Job, I'm not looking for a partner. And believe me, if I was, it would not be you.
Oh. Good. Well, I'll start my own business. How hard can it be? Bzzz. Bzzz. We'll see who brings in more honey. Just thinking about bees again. It's all good, baby.
Second hour. Hippo Juice Show. 954-573-2780 if you want to call in. And this is Grizz, another one of his songs. Really good. And also never gives a shit on YouTube, which is great.
The best part about Grizz,
yeah.
If you ask me.
And his saxophone solos.
His Grizz is the biz.
His yep. Sexy phone solos.
You could just say saxophone.
Sexy
all saxophones
phone.
Are sexy.
And John,
sexy my phone.
And John DeLager Santeri here is finally on.
Pew, 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 pew.
Welcome, John.
Hi.
Thanks for gracing us with your presence. Thanks for willing.
I told you 2 hours in advance I was going to be running late. I didn't pull a Joel Dutch Van Wingerden.
Ready?
What's up, Johnny Cakes?
Thanks
hey!
For
the
way to come out swinging against me.
Yeah, John. Thanks for Will and gracing
us under fire.
No, not under fire. With your presence.
See,
well,
you were
technically
doing...
it's under fire because I'm John the Laser Sanseri. Pew, 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 pew.
See, you thought Will and Grace, and I thought Grace under fire, so I did a before and after on you.
I see what you did there.
Uh-huh.
I hated it.
I thought you were going to say Will I Am. Like, what? I'm not Will.
Will I were. I believe that is a proper term.
Will I was?
Marie.
I love it.
I want to read this next story.
You want to read it,
no,
or
want,
you want,
I want
me
you to
read
it.
It? All right. Well, it's from the Huffington Post, so you
Huffpo?
Know, you know, this is Republican.
What? No, it's the opposite.
Oh, it's not a Republican site.
No,
it's a liberal site.
I believe so.
HuffPo's liberal.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
I am Mariana Huffington.
You almost made it.
I am Mariana Huffington, and I have a helicopter. Shut up. Shut the fuck.
Drives me nuts.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, I love it. I don't let friends eat in my presence.
Eat meat.
I don't let friends eat at all.
You know what?
You're
already messing this up.
If so, they don't eat meat in my presence.
Shut up. Just read whatever words you want. Don't even read all of them. Don't even worry about it. Whatever words you want to read,
you read. I'm just going to editorialize off of the editorial.
Go ahead.
It's going to be twice editorialized.
Double torial.
It's a double torial for you.
Double torial all the way.
All the way.
All the way, double torial.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I love you guys.
Oh, what a cocksucker.
That was amazing.
God. It's so intense.
After my first year as a vegan, or also... After my first year of veganism, which is totally a word.
It is.
I made a decision. I couldn't watch people closest to me eat meat.
Are you assuming this is how she speaks?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I see so many images of animal murder.
Blah, 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 blah. We get it.
Online. I've desensitized myself to so much gore, but every...
Al Gore.
Every bloody... Who invented the internet, by the way.
Super cereal.
Man Bear Pig
I'm
is real.
Super cereal about this.
But every bloody meme and slaughterhouse video stays in my subconscious.
Now, when she says bloody meme, does she mean it like the British way? Like, every bloody meme? Or does she mean
it's
like...
It's fucking bloody awful.
Like that.
I mean it in both in ways. It. Both the serious way and in the pun way.
Okay.
Because all of the imagery...
All of the imagery.
Watching people I love casually interact with dead animals.
Oh, God!
It's triggering, guys.
Did she really say that?
Did
she really say triggering?
Yeah, it's triggering.
She really said that, or are you adding that?
No, I'm not adding anything. Oh, I'm not editorializing the editorial.
All right, I don't mind.
It's not an adjective.
Honestly, I don't mind if you want to be a vegan. Be a vegan, that's fine. Be a vegetarian.
Thanks, I hope that you don't mind.
Be a vegetarian. It doesn't fucking matter.
No, you're going to be a vegan with me.
But the moment you start making people decide between you and the food they eat, you're an asshole.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Or a CrossFitter.
Okay, fair.
Actually, assholes are also meat, so I don't even approve of that.
All right, fair enough. Go ahead.
I know what it took for an animal to become somebody's dinner.
Take it to the limit.
And the end product?
Walking on the razor's edge.
I'm sorry. She knows what it takes for an animal to become... So she's slaughtered animals before?
I know what it took because I watched a lot of videos online.
Oh, okay.
What?
That's fair.
What it takes for an animal to become somebody's
dinner. I could be a
dinner.
Surgeon. I've seen a lot of surgeries on YouTube.
Exactly. Royce knows what I'm talking about.
I've seen a lot of zip poppings. I think I can do a thing or two.
See,
to a lance.
John totally knows.
Go ahead.
Hashtag knowledgeable.
Thank you, John. And the end product just reminds me of the process, guys.
Oh, my God.
Watching people eat meat makes me ill.
So wait. So the world should bend to her whim?
Hold on.
No, she should bend to our whim so she can take it.
Hold on, guys. Oh. You guys made some really good points, but listen to the rest of my story. I have flashbacks.
Has she ever had five guys? Because that's all you got to have. When you have five guys, you stop
caring.
I've
actually had sex with six guys.
Okay, that's not what I meant.
Whoa.
What did you mean?
I hate HuffPo Marie. It's like the... I hate it. Go ahead.
Honestly, assuming my gender is so
wrong.
No
one assumed any of your gender. Nobody assumed your gender.
You assumed my gender when you thought that I had five guys.
No, I... Whatever. Go ahead.
Okay.
I did not.
Okay.
I was talking.
Okay.
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 I was talking.
Back to my story.
Okay.
I have flashbacks. I have flashbacks of baby chicks being ground up after they hatch and cows having their throats slit while they're still alive, guys.
Well, how you're not going to cut their throats when you're dead? That's just a waste of energy.
Yeah. What?
Joel, you're a waste of energy.
That's just brutal, man. Like, you fucking prod
like,
the cow.
You're just into weird. You just like the feeling of a knife cutting through skin if you cut one that's dead.
Go ahead.
But
Jesus dear, bud.
But carnage in our society can't be avoided. Food ads are everywhere. Restaurants in Chinatown don't hide the hanging duck carcasses when they pass by.
Restaurants in Chinatown don't have ads and campaigns.
And they don't have regular meat. They cut up deer. You guys remember that report a couple of weeks ago?
That's venison.
Here's my problem. And it's pronounced Venice. And it's in Italy and it's beautiful.
I went to Venice and it was in Florida.
And there was a lot
of... sure they're not spelled the same way there,
okay,
Roypo.
Anyway.
Roypo. Oh, Roypo.
I like it. I do not own a helicopter, though.
I believe there's a remote control helicopter toy in our spare bedroom.
I
so you do own a helicopter.
Known as a drone.
I cannot buy or
happiness.
I cannot buy any any Steve Buscemi movies anymore because
not
I saw him being put in a wood chipper in Fargo.
Oh,
so I just can't.
God damn
I can't.
Foot.
I've seen
like
it.
Your fans in the wood chipper there.
End of story.
I deal with death. Excuse me. Hold on. I'm going to have a wine burp. Okay. I deal.
That was so adorable.
I deal with the death I'm forced to experience in an urban environment. So when I spend time in a safe space with sacred people, I don't want to see carnage. All right?
Does she
I'd
say-
rather see venom.
Did she say safe space for real?
I did say safe space and sacred people.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
So
you're from Milwaukee. How are you sacred?
What the fuck?
So basically, she's saying that because it upsets her,
don't put words in my mouth.
Shouldn't eat.
Don't put words in my mouth. Don't
put meat in her mouth either.
Well, I'm sorry. Then keep going, Ariana.
Don't summarize for me. I was only halfway through my story.
Don't even winterize for me either.
Don't even springerize or fallerize for me.
Go ahead.
I don't usually ask people to change their behavior.
Yes!
That's exactly what you're doing right now.
Asking doesn't work as well for me as action does. Instead of begging people to see things from my perspective, I give them two choices. Meat.
Or karate.
Or me. Oh. I tell any friend or family
meat or
member.
Me?
Meat or me.
I don't think I want to eat. Yeah, because I don't want to eat her.
All right. Well, then we just can't be friends.
So wait, how does this work now?
I tell any friend or family member I plan to see on a monthly basis, if you have to eat meat, I have to leave.
Okay.
Good. Then leave. Then fucking
tomorrow's
leave.
Tomorrow's my birthday. I'm having the biggest porterhouse that I can get my hands on, and it is going in my
yes,
mouth.
Exactly.
Fuck yeah.
Like a goddamn American
like
motherfucker.
Exactly. America. Fucking USA Fear. Motherfucker. I'm going to sit there and... Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Some people respond with outrage. They're furious, not because I'm
it's
telling them what
bit.
To do. Hold on. Is this
Are we
still
better?
Echoing?
It's Mark.
Still echoing?
Okay,
it's
go
good.
Ahead.
It's good. It's good.
Go ahead.
Don't worry. They're furious, not because I'm telling them what to do, because I'm not, but because
yes, you are.
I'm making them choose between two things that they love.
And choosy moms
that,
choose
No, that, that's telling someone what to do.
Mm-hmm.
How, first of all, never mind. I can't.
It's a
even,
choice.
You
Dutch.
Have to be a real asshole to be that way.
It's a choice,
just,
Dutch.
Just what kind of an asshole?
Dude, and take, how do you and take it from Dutch. Why, he knows about assholes.
I am the one of the biggest assholes I've ever met, and I'm me.
See,
like how Dude. On earth can you?
Here's
what kind of beta people do you keep around you that they're going to listen to any of this shit? And what kind of a warped sense of reality do you live in where you think that that's an okay thing to say
yeah,
to other humans?
And listen, we all have friends that are vegetarians and vegan, and they're cool. You could eat them. They don't care what you eat in front
I'm
of them.
I'm not a vegetarian. I'm a vegan, and I'm not cool. I'm tight butthole.
Okay. But the moment Super the tough. Moment you start fucking telling people
to choose.
I didn't fart.
You're going
to
be alone. You're going to be alone all the time.
Actually, I'm not alone. I'm here with all of my vegetables.
Okay. You have them.
I have all my vegetable friends. They're my friends.
That's great. You hang out with that kale and see how that works out for you.
It works out great.
Oh, kale.
Despite the initial tension, there hasn't been anyone I reached out to who chose meat over me. So I'm not alone.
Yeah. You want to know what they're saying? What's this? What's
Pompous
this person's name?
Jerk.
You know what this? What's this reporter's name?
Cunty McCuntberg.
I thought that was Ariana Huffington.
No, it was on Huffington Post, but it's not Ariana.
Zynga Young,
okay.
All I know is that.
Even worse, because Ariana has some power in her life where she can tell these minions of hers what to do. This is just some cunt reporter?
Yes.
All I know is that if she is really about, you know, being vegan and everything, let us hope that you know, she can find some peace and squash all of the haters.
Yeah, just you
know. Because it
what?
Beats me.
Fucking, wow, that's too many now. It's too many now. You're adding too many vegetables.
It's probably
I'm trying to make it easier, so.
Okay.
This is probably the same type of person who would be like, you know, we have to allow, you know, people to pray in any way they want in public. Even if it offends you, then you can just look away and go the other direction. It's the same thing.
No, but
they're doing something that is offensive to you. Who are you to tell them not to do that?
Well, no, she's saying that she'll leave, which is fine. She doesn't have to be there. But her saying her friends choose meat over you, it's just you put them in a shitty position.
Oh, there we go, Marie. She's got a nice Twitter handle and everything. I think we should drop her some lines.
You
Zynga Young, spelled N-Z-I-N-G-A Young.
Her Twitter handle
is Vegan Zynga.
Yes.
Tell her a cool story, brah, Kali.
I'm still not done with my story, guys.
She's just so dumb.
There's more story. You have to sit through this whole story and not eat any meat while you do.
Okay.
Cool?
I'm not eating any meat.
You better not be eating meat while I'm reading my story.
Are you cool as a cucumber?
That's all I am. The angriest of them all reached out to talk. My new rules seem so bizarre that they wanted a
How
better
bizarre.
Understanding.
How bizarre. Ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding. How bizarre. How bizarre.
Ding, ding, ding. They
What's
needed-
your third favorite
Ooh,
OMC song?
Baby. Ooh, baby.
It's making me crazy.
It's making me crazy.
Every time I look around.
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 That happens. That'll happen sometimes on the show, guys. Sorry.
Don't ever forget how bizarre.
How bizarre.
$5 to who can actually... Don't look it up. Who was the band that did that?
OMC.
OMC. Damn it, I lose.
Yeah.
We already said
don't,
it.
Don't come at me with 90s movie music trivia.
Boy, I knew you knew everything about...
You didn't really get that there in it.
But I'm in it.
He's in it to win it.
I'm in it to win it. Tell this lady, what did, please don't kill my vice.
What did OMC stand for?
Other man's cocks.
What the hell? Oh. What audio is fucking playing? God damn
it. I don't know.
Anyway, go ahead.
You want to read more of my story?
What was the band again?
OMC.
Oppressive Monkey Cocks.
I don't think so. I am not positive, but...
It's good. It's a good guess.
Otara Millionaires Club.
There it is. Thank you.
They're from New Zealand.
The Millionaires Club.
I've always hated kiwis.
Yeah, even as a fruit.
I love kiwis.
Can't hang out with this vegan lady.
Nope. I love kiwis.
They're all hairy. They're hairy. They're not hairy. They're green. They're sweet.
They have so many seeds.
Second breakfasts. They lose rings. They go traveling all around the Shire, and it's just awful.
They don't shave their Bilbo Bagginses. That's what I call my feet, my Bilbo Baggins.
Well, that's what we equate New Zealand to. Is oh, that's where they filmed Lord of the Rings.
That's where all the magic's at, right?
Right,
all the dragons
right.
And shit.
That and rugby. Apparently, that's like their country sport, and they're really good at it. Is punching people in the face. Rugby.
So she said,
"I'm sorry, go ahead."
So basically, she just doesn't.
Yeah,
she's a pompous ass.
The rest of the article goes on about how if you think that she's crazy, you're in good company because other people are also calling her crazy.
She seems like she can't take a joke. So let's say she was at a social gathering with all of us, hypothetically, and we're fucking with her. She'll take offense to it, and she would just start an uproar and maybe even make another one of these blogs.
Here's the thing. I'm looking through her Twitter feed. It's everything is all vegan. Every tweet is something vegan related. And it's like, oh, okay, that's what you've wrapped your life around. That's your cause, is to make everybody feel the same way about veganism. That's every tweet.
Again, people could do whatever they want. I just hate when they start this thing. Don't bother other people. If other people want to, because basically what you're saying is, I find what you do disgusting. I do not approve of it. Do not do it around me, but let's still be friends. That's what you're doing. And
here's probably what happened. Every time she hung out, she probably got into an argument with someone who was eating meat and got too many things. So she's like, maybe I should just cut this off the head because nobody's inviting me to things.
My point is, though, can she not watch movies where people eat? Because eat meat, like TV show, like how far does this go? You know, can she watch cartoon characters eat meat? Is that okay?
All I know is that becoming a vegetarian is certainly a mistake. So, you know.
I don't get it.
It's a mistake. Mistake.
Wait, steak,
yeah, because I get to eat it.
Because you get to eat it, Johnny.
Yay.
I got it. I just wanted you to explain the awfulness
All right,
of it.
Becoming a vegetarian is where I put my steak in the ground.
Okay, stop it. We're moving.
Yay, she came back.
We're moving on, okay?
Yeah.
I don't like veganism because the steaks are too high.
Stop it!
Oh, Marie, stop being a ham.
Stop both of you. Everyone
God,
stop.
God, I hate every single person on the show right now.
Including
well,
himself.
Well, not to be coy, Fish.
Duh.
It's a John!
That's it's a all. John what?
It's just a John.
It's just a John? Just a John.
My thing now is I just cut clips off halfway through.
I'm going to hate that. I am not going to like that at all.
You don't so like that?
Man, it's not really cool to egg us on.
No, stop. Don't do that.
Oh, wait. That's not a long one.
I want to hear the clip. I want to hear all the clip.
You're doing it!
No!
What am I doing?
You punched me in the face.
Oh, you got that one.
He's going to punch him again, but we don't know.
Hey, Dutch, shut up. The place was called The Woodshed, by the way.
Ah, I like you.
Which is Friday, right?
Yeah.
My God! Tornado!
We'll never know who he likes and if it was a tornado or not.
I don't like this at all.
No, this is awful.
Oh, Christ.
Who dat?
DJ Dutch.
No! All right, for real. Okay, stop.
That's what he's doing. He's stopping. Have you ever had
a... Oh, no! Damn it, come on. That's too far. No!
What are we paying him?
What are we paying him? He kicked
him in. No!
Where did he kick him? We'll never know any of the answers. Suck his what? No! I hate this.
Is McChicken?
Hashtag McChicken.
An online petition asked the U.S. to... can't see without it. No! With what? With what, though?
What does he need?
Fuck.
She's crying. We need to help her.
Get!
That actually didn't bother me.
An online...
Oh, no?
Tip assist!
Oh, oops.
All right, you fucked it up. Move on.
Ruined my own bit.
An online...
Go ahead and go.
Ham sandwich.
Jay Bieber.
First name, last name. I can finish them all, I don't care. LeBrake Good Obama, come on.
Quick, move on to the next story before Dutch.
That would make me happy.
An online petition asked the U.S. to change its national anthem to City Escape from Sonic Adventure 2.
What?
Okay.
What?
Okay.
What?
Which one was City Escape?
What?
Yes!
Don't tell me I still got it.
That was great.
You got it.
Lil Jon!
An online petition asked the U.S. to change the national anthem to the City Escape theme from Sonic Adventure 2. Now,
is Kaepernick going to stand up for this one?
Well, after you hear it, I think you will, because I remember this song. When you hear it, you're going to love it. I have it pulled up. Just give me a second. Upon starting up Sonic 2, the first sight some players will be greeted with is the falling from the sky and boarding down San Francisco West City Escape. So they did the online petition, basically, where they want... It says, change our national anthem to Sonic Adventures 2 City Escape. And it was petitioning Barack Obama. So far, 8,000 people have signed it. Let's go ahead and hear the song, and I want to know what you guys think. Remember, we want to replace the national anthem with something more modern. Let's stand. I'm standing up right now. I'm going to stand for this. The national anthem.
I didn't even know this existed.
What do we think
so far? Hey, wait a minute. I have a suggestion. Since we're rebooting all of these movies and television shows and everything else, and nothing against the national anthem, can we jazz it up a little bit? Like, put some fucking, like, guitar, some, like, crashing cymbals and some fucking, like, kick-ass, like, drum solos and shit in there, like, just once?
You mean something like this?
Set me free.
Yes!
I feel that if they make this our national anthem, nobody will fuck with us.
No, you're right. Dude, listen to the lyrics of the words. As a country, we're rolling around at the speed of sound. You know what that is?
This is actually Sonic 2's theme song?
Yeah, that was the very first episode.
Guys,
of the 3D one.
Guys, if we decide to one-up our national anthem, then every other country is going to follow us. But if we don't do it first, then Japan's going to fucking do it.
Goddamn Japan. Fuck. I already got my tickets.
Here we go. Solo.
Can you imagine this playing every time Michael Phelps won a gold medal?
Hi, I'm Ryan Lochte, and this is my walk-up music the next time that I win gold. You can also buy the Auto Jerk Off 3000.
What if this was instrumental?
You know what? I think that it's been long enough, and it's about time that we go to a new video game song to end the show. And you know what it's going to be until it changes in America? This. New ending song.
The cake is alive.
Can we vote?
Yeah, we could vote, but I'm still going to do it. This is kind of like North Korea in voting.
This is complete anarchy now.
Complete anarchy or complete awesomeness? I guarantee you somebody's covered this song. Let's see.
Why would you need to? That's a perfect song.
Cover. Let's see.
Someone's covered it in a metal version.
Yes. Oh,
they had to.
Okay, let's see. Here's one cover. Oh, this is the same guy that did the Portal 2 cover that I play. All right.
This is better.
Yeah, I like it better. It was a really good game, too.
If you ran your presidential campaign with this song, you would probably win in a landslide in November.
Oh, I'm doing that too. Let's see if there's a metal cover, just because I.
That's right, Howard Dean. You could own this song. Yes.
Oh no, this is a different part of the game, but this is still pretty badass. This guy's really good. Okay, I'm gonna up. Jesus Christ.
I'm impressed.
All right.
Why not the Knuckles rap from the same game?
No, that's embarrassing. That's really embarrassing.
Yeah, Molly posted it in the chat room.
Oh, God, the Knuckles rap?
Let's give a quick listen, yeah.
We'll all give right. The Knuckles rap to Canada.
Let's see.
No, man, give him Parappa the rap.
So far, I don't hate it.
No. Rougher than the rest of them. Oh, the no. Rest of them tougher than leather. You can call me Knuckles. Unlike Sonic, I don't chuckle. I'd rather flex my muscles. I'm hard as nails. It ain't hard to tell. I break them down whether they solid or frail. Cool, unlike the rest, I'm independent.
That's
since
what
my
first Rizzo was doing before he joined Wu-Tang Clan.
Why is yep. Knuckles black? Test to the right, then the worst left. Born on an island
in the heavens.
Look up what John was suggesting. You should do the Parappa the Rapper, the kick punch, the very first song
yes!
of the game.
Oh, my God, yes, do that.
Parappa the Rapper. Kick punch, it's all in the mind.
If you want to test me, I'll show you fine.
All right, let's see. I remember. Oh, I remember this.
Fuck yeah.
Kick punch, it's all in the mind. If you wanna test me, I'll do your fine. The things I'll teach ya, sure to beat ya. Nevertheless, you'll get a lesson from teacher. Now kick, kick, don't get cocky, it's gonna get rocky. We gonna move down to the next jockey. Now
I never played this game, so all of this is foreign to me.
Oh, I did.
I did too. Chinese games are really
alright, so we have a lot of options. I'll decide at the end of the show. Turn that off. Okay.
Hey,
coming out with the sorry, go ahead.
Very, very quickly.
No, I want to go now.
Okay. No, you go ahead. Because I already answered. It was already answered earlier, so I completely forgot. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
So I can go ahead now.
Yes.
Okay.
John, did you have anything?
John didn't have anything. He literally he did not have anything. He was just being a jerk.
So I can go now.
Yes. Yep. Go ahead.
Okay.
Are they coming out with a new Portal game?
I hope so. I don't know.
Because, yeah.
I think the company kind of disbanded. Like, they went off and they made their own things and stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're due for another ending song.
Let's see.
Well, Portal 2 is the last one, right?
Right.
Yes. So it would be a Portal 3?
Mm-hmm.
No, 4. They don't like threes.
Portal 3 to be released by end of 2016.
Oh, okay. So we will get a new ending song here soon.
Yay!
This was a triumph. The cake is a lie.
I hope we get more Cave Johnson.
What?
Huh?
Cave Johnson was the founder of Aperture Science in the video
game. Okay. That's too deep. That was, you went too deep with that, John.
How is that deep? If you guys played the game, you know, oh, when life gives you lemon, lemons back.
Okay.
Build grenades. I'm going to burn your house down.
The fact that we play the Portal ending song as our ending song is deep enough. So I don't think his was too deep.
Oklahoma woman kills 33-year-old daughter by forcing crucifix down her throat.
That's too deep.
What?
Why?
Hold on. What did that girl do?
Touch!
Also, what was she wearing?
I'm just trying to be, you know, I'm trying to be fair here.
Yeah.
She's trying to be vegan.
On crime watch, so she had getting forced the Lord down her throat. Graphic details about why a mother says she killed her own daughter. That murder happened over the weekend near Northwest 15th and McKinley. Juanita Gomez says she killed her daughter.
Juanita?
Juanita.
Juanita?
Yeah.
You need
know
a
what
religion.
I was thinking. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh,
no.
Oh, Juanita, what have you been up to?
Oh, well, you know, I had a one-night stand, and one thing led to another 9 months later.
After she growled at her,
so
she told...
So you've not been taking care of my... Well, I used to be taking care of my daughter. And so, you know, yeah, I kind of...
You're the worst, Juanita.
I kind of dropped the ball. Oh, thanks.
Police, she believed her daughter...
Hold on. See.
Details
like...
about why a mother says she killed her own daughter. That murder happened over the weekend near Northwest 15th and McKinley. Juanita Gomez says she killed her daughter after she growled at her. She told police she believed her daughter was possessed by the devil and shoved a crucifix and a religious medallion down
and
her daughter's throat.
This was not the plot to Waterboy by Adam Sandler.
But why? Because she.
I thought she was the devil.
Her daughter was Gomez. The mother is in jail, accused.
Lady looks like a Dick Tracy character.
Meh, see?
Meh.
Man, you got Satan in your body, see? Meh.
You never heard the last of Lips Manless. Hey, hey.
So, at what point did you think she realized she made a mistake?
When her prayers didn't get answered.
My throat was hurting.
Probably somewhere when the crucifix was in the throat.
And this was a baby? How old was it?
No, it wasn't a baby. The 33-year-old daughter was a woman. It was a grown woman.
33-year-old?
33. Wait. Oklahoma woman kills
33-year-old
daughter. Yes.
What? She growled at me?
Yeah. That was her reason.
Wait, so was this woman disabled? Like, how do you not put up a fight?
Forcing a crucifix down her throat and telling cops she believed her offspring had been possessed by the devil. The ex-boyfriend Francisco discovered the body. Juanita stated she punched her daughter repeatedly and forced a crucifix and medallion down her throat until blood came out.
Wow.
According to court documents obtained by the newspaper, Juanita saw her daughter die and then placed the body in the ship.
I punched her in the face because she was a pussy!
That was that was in the actual report.
Mm-hmm.
Merlos told the newspaper that Geneve had visited him 2 days before and had taken belongings to the request of her mother. Juanita Gomez wanted her daughter to dump Merlos and accused him of being a thief. He denies the allegation.
Well, did the mom get the devil out?
I mean, I would assume so.
That is the prominent question here.
I believe
Oklahoma's already been terrible as it is. You know that they had a state law that didn't decriminalize oral sex with a victim who was unconscious.
Yep, that is correct. That is true. That's not even an old story. I know what you're talking about.
Nope.
What is this, like an old cowboy town?
It is. It's actually Dodge City.
It's where the winds come sweeping down the plain.
Oh, God.
And the waving weed catches a sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that was it. She killed her.
Oklahoma.
All right.
Thank you, Robert Goulet.
So, next story.
Then we belong to his grand. And then we belong to his grand. And we say, hey, hippie.
Anybody got a crucifix?
Yeah, someone put it down Dutch's throat.
Fucking Rodgers and Hammerstein over here.
The next
girl is saying, yo, do it on Oklahoma, Oklahoma. Okay.
We now know from
H-O-M-A.
We now know from last night's Dutch and Royce that this was another
Rodgers and Hammerstein ever got along.
I know they got in my butthole.
We now know.
Dutch, could you have ended that song sooner? Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Dutch.
I saw what you did there.
We now learned
oh my God.
From last night's Dutch and Royce that Dutch only knows that because he had forced musicals down his throat as a child.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
Much like the crucifix and that poor woman.
But
you're still alive, though.
Oh, I get it. Sooners. Okay.
The next one is a story. Is a story from Port Richey, Florida.
Florida?
Lionel Richey? Florida,
Dutch, you have to cut off every clip. This is the game, Dutch!
I couldn't do it. It took too much effort. Here, I'll just do a swipe.
Where we just went.
That was perfect.
100 chickens found living in a Pasco home.
100 chickens?
Mm-hmm.
Look at all these chickens.
Was there a big black cock to fuck them all?
I don't know if it was a cuckold house or not.
No.
Investigation is on. See, that was a really good joke. It was very deep because the cluck.
It's the worst crow I've ever.
It's pretty bad. An investigation.
He's like dying at the end. Yeah.
Maul in the chat says no more or no less than 100 chickens.
150 snakes and chickens living next to me.
It smells like no more or no less than 100 chickens in that house.
God, we need to repost that.
An investigation is underway in Port Richey after the Pasco County Sheriff's Office learned that 100
Lionel
chickens.
Lionel Richey.
You're right. An investigation underway in Port Lionel Richey after Pasco County Sheriff.
It was like there were 25 chickens in that bathroom.
The office learned that the 100 chickens are living in a residence. Pasco County Sheriff, code enforcement deputies, and
it's like they were all cooped up in there.
Pasco County code enforcement officers have responded to the home, which is located by the sheriff's office. Has not said if anyone was living in the home with the chickens. However, the sheriff did say a woman is being investigated.
They were down on their cluck.
The sheriff's office posted to the Facebook page.
What? How do you do this?
You know,
on such a consistent basis.
They always say, birds of a feather flock together.
Shut up, Marie.
Looks like these chickens didn't cross the road.
little known fact, that house is actually just a pillow factory.
Wow.
Oof. Oof.
Looks like Marie's chickens have come home to roost. Bawk, bawk.
They suspected foul play whenever they came to the house.
They're really pushing the salmonella envelope.
Listen.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner!
I was stretching it.
They had a surplus of grain that they didn't know what to do with, so they just brought in a few chickens to eat it. Now they have a chicken problem, so now they're going to have to bring in cats to fix the chicken problem.
Yeah, if you feed a mouse a cookie type thing.
This right. Pasco County couple ran afoul of the law.
All right.
Hey.
You guys put all your eggs in one basket with those jokes.
I don't know about that.
Okay, look, quit complaining and suck it up. I can't listen to any more of your squawking. It's okay.
She can't.
I love how this tickles you so much.
It's amazing.
I'm just trying to ruffle everybody's feathers. I apologize.
You know, I feel like that this is just an exercise of one portion of your brain that we just do really well.
Yes, it really is.
But it's like weightlifting. Like, if you don't think of at least 10 puns a day.
And we're his gym for that part of his brain.
Exactly.
10,000 hours. Because that's what it takes.
I mean, it's not very useful for your day job, but for your evening job, it really keeps the brain functioning well.
Yes. Yes, it does.
For your day job, I don't think that the puns are appropriate.
Everybody boo at Jim. They found a case of Amber Bok Bok in the fridge.
Yeah.
Oh, Amber Bok Bok. Mark, I'm going to call you back because you're echoing. It happens.
That's fine.
We'll hop on.
It happens sometimes. All right, we're back.
Well, we'll move on. Chris Brown was...
Wait, we're going to move on? There were no more or no less...
That's the whole story.
...than 25 more chicken puns to this story. I'm pretty sure if we lingered on this story for another 5 minutes, we could come up with at least 37 more chicken puns.
They call Royce a chick magnet, so it's true.
John didn't even do one extra crispy joke throughout this whole story, and I feel like that was a missed opportunity. Back to you, John.
Well, all this talk about chicken might I suggest something a little extra crispy.
I don't know what to do right now, Royce.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Chris Brown arrested on...
Crispy Brown?
Crispy Brown.
Chris Brown arrested on suspicion of assault. Again.
Chris Brown.
Is he still an artist? Or, like what is this?
Okay, whatever.
Chris Brown arrested after...
You're not part of Team Breezy? You don't know what's up?
What the fuck? Breezy, Yeezy, Sheezy. What the fuck is all this crap?
Well, obviously, Breezy... is Chris Brown, and Yeezy is Kanye West. Everybody knows that. Come on, get hip.
I didn't
know
that.
But why are they called that, though? I don't understand.
Because he's Breezy, and the other one's Yeezy.
But what is a Yeez?
And what is a Breeze?
Well, it's a Yeez, but with a E at the end of it, so Yeezy.
Is it like Pittsburgh, how they say yens instead of y'all?
No, well, Pittsburgh, half that population is half retarded, so I don't know if that's a good analogy or anything you can actually say.
Half that population is half retarded. Then one-fourth the population is retarded?
No. Half population is not full retard, but half retard.
Oh.
Is the other half full retard?
Yes.
Never go full retard.
He never
learned that in Tropic
Thunder. You think, but Pittsburgh is doing it great.
Mm-hmm.
Singer Chris Brown was arrested on suspicion of assault with...
I hate Western Pennsylvania, if I can just make that clear.
I hate Eastern Pennsylvania, if I could just make that clear.
I don't like Hershey, Pennsylvania.
John, that's where chocolate comes from.
I don't like chocolate.
Hate that, you un-American douche. You're just as bad as Ryan Lochte.
Maybe worse.
I have never destroyed a bathroom.
How dare you besmirch the name of
John,
all the...
Yes, you have.
John, you've destroyed many
a bathroom.
You destroyed
everything.
You destroyed our bathroom in our old place when you shaved your body in it. Remember that?
Remember that one time?
You had...
But that was $200 worth of damage.
No, John.
Emotional damage? It was your body hair.
John, shush. Joel, shush. John, you shaved your entire body from head to toe, probably with a fan going, because there was hair everywhere.
He's a very hairy guy.
Do I need
you're
to...
Hairy. You're so hairy, like a bear.
And don't make me call Sean as a friend, because Sean will back me up.
Yeah, but I never clogged like the sink to make it flood. You know, flooding things.
Just put it everywhere else.
Wow, he just threw it back to Dutch for no reason.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Back to you.
Don't shift this on me. You're the one. Yeah, you didn't clog the drain up, but you just put it everywhere else but the drain.
Yeah, because it would have clogged everything.
But the drain. That's right, Joel. You flooded my kitchen. John, you haired up my bathroom. Both of you guys have ruined something in my house.
Can I defend myself? I have never broken a closet door with my friend's face. John has.
Notice he said AA in there. That's his subconscious speaking to him. Singer Chris Brown was arrested on suspicion of assault with a deadly
and
weapon.
Peppa.
Tuesday evening, LAPD Lieutenant Chris...
Oh, I get it. Sodium chloride.
Salt and pepper's here.
That's assault.
And were in effect. Officers responded to a woman's call for help at Brown's suburban Los Angeles residence around 3 a.m. Tuesday. A search warrant was obtained by police after Tuesday afternoon. Law enforcement officials spent several hours at Brown's residence before he was taken into custody. Brown will be transported to LAPD for processing. My client's position is that we're cooperating. Brown's attorney, whatever... There's no truth to what's going to play out. Brown was booked and later released on $250,000 bail.
Oh.
Brown's accuser is
just
a woman.
All over Instagram with this shit, too.
Yeah. Jesus. Brown's accuser is a woman named Bailey Curran, who claims to be the 2016 Miss California regional title holder, according to TMZ.
So they
weren't dating.
That's what it says. She is.
So he was free to hit on women whenever he wanted to, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Oh, no. You don't hit any women.
But apparently it's been confirmed by CNN that she was stripped of her title in July. She is not the...
She's a stripper?
She is.
Why
not,
come?
I don't know.
Let's see here.
Find it. She is not the current title holder, Joshua James, spokesman Miss California Regional Pageant, told CNN. She was stripped for the crown. There were some incidents that had to be investigated, and she was displaying erratic behavior. But we can't go into those details.
Drugs.
On those matters. James added that the pageant officials have reportedly reached out to Curran to stop making public appearances as a title holder, but she has refused to give back the crown and sash. Curran claims that Brown pointed a gun at her after she admired a piece of jewelry a friend of his was showing her. I don't know if it was Chris's friend or he was related, but when he told me to back away from the diamond necklace and started cussing at me and calling me names, I said,
not my house.
That's when Chris pulled the gun and told me to get out. He said, I'm sick of you girls. Get the fuck out.
I want a real man.
CNN has not independently confirmed Curran's identity as accuser. CNN has learned that Curran's currently facing her own legal troubles in New York. She is wanted in 2013 for grand larceny that took place inside the plaza.
Whoa!
Grand larceny?
Miss California is wanted in New York for grand larceny?
Yeah, apparently. Earlier Tuesday, Brown posted 3 videos in social media accounts.
I'm way more interested in Miss California all of a sudden. I don't want to hear about Chris
Brown. Well, the more stuff you learn about Miss California, the more you start questioning what really happened in that house. Maybe she was trying to steal that necklace because she got caught for larceny. So, again, I don't want to fucking hear. I don't know what happened. None of us know what actually happened there.
And
but
also,
again,
I don't want to wait.
But again, if we're going
to be over.
But again, if we're going to criticize her, then we also have to remember that Chris Brown has a record of beating the shit out of women. Rihanna's face didn't bloody itself. So
have to remember they both, or want to remember?
They both have problems.
So they're both made for each other.
At the same time, Brown added, when I call the police for stalker people that are endangering my life, they don't come until the next day. Then somebody make a fucked up allegation about me. And oh, yeah, the whole fucking SWAT team.
That was a sentence?
That's just read it. I read it the way you said it. After Chris Brown violated his probation in 2013, he was intrigued when a judge sent him off to rehab instead of jail to deal with his anger problems as well as his drug abuse. Brown, 27, was put on probation for 5 years in 2009 after pleading guilty to 1 count of felony assault on then-girlfriend Rihanna. He was jailed for almost 3 months in 2014 after violating his probation. CNN has made multiple attempts to reach Curran, but she was not immediately available for comment. Brown's next court date is set for September 20th.
They couldn't reach her because she stole the microphone.
Yeah. So,
well, I mean, what Chris Brown needs to do, because he just said right there, whenever he has like stalkers, he calls them, they call the next day. He needs to be like he needs to nut up and be like, help me, come here and take rid of the, like, you know, my life is in danger.
Help me help you.
It's true.
And maybe, whether he pulled a gun or not, I mean, people were saying that he pulled a gun out. How about you don't pull your gun out on people?
Maybe he pulled his guns out, like arms.
He is 150 pounds dripping wet.
Yeah,
he has
but he beat the shit out of Rihanna. Again, did you see her face?
Because he's all bone. And
she's
dude,
a girl.
No.
Oh, wait a second.
So that's like a fast-ass strike.
I'm looking at the pictures of this Miss California. No, I'm on her side. She's really hot.
Yeah, but I'm looking at this thing. It says, like, you know, things you need to know about this girl. Or she's a complete, like, she's constantly saying, like, how she knows famous people. There's, like, pictures of her and, like, Corey Feldman. Apparently, she's, like, a star fucker and a little crazy.
Well, fucking Corey Feldman is not really a star fucker.
Right. That's
just
called my point.
That's just called fucking. That's
made
called
claims
fucking
that she played
Corey
hide and seek with Justin Bieber. Like, she's got a few screws loose from what I'm looking here.
You think she snorts when she laughs?
Which year was she Miss California?
Let's see.
She's not 2006 Miss California, right?
No. Let's see. Hold on.
Because 2006 Miss California is pretty.
No,
hot.
It says Curran is the 2016. Winner of Miss California Regional.
Oh, regional?
Yeah.
Miss California.
Oh, shit. Look at you.
Holy
is
shit.
Is that her in the thing?
That's what I'm saying. That's not the same
that's
person.
Not her. That
that's not the
not
same
her.
Person.
Well, where okay. the fuck?
Here, I'll post some pictures of her.
That's this, her like 20 years ago.
If, no, if you... Okay, this is Miss California Regional 2016. Not the same person as Miss
this
California
is her.
2016.
Her face. With the face thing again, yeah. Like you were talking last week, Marie.
It's stretched.
Look at my crown. This is my crown. It looks like shit. I'm Miss California Regional Qualifier.
There's another
she
one
looks slightly
her.
Better there.
Yeah.
Here,
she looks like she's part of Charlie's Angels.
A little Farrah Fawcett going on there.
See, right. Then how is there this Miss California 2016 popping up in my time? Like, if you just do Miss
no,
California.
That's full Miss California. This is Miss California Regional. Well, so they have different regions, and she obviously got beat out by that hot babe that you just posted.
And then she got beat up by Chris Brown.
Oh, yes. I see. So
regionals
already happened, and then finals happened, and the hotter one won finals.
It's kind of like preliminaries.
Right.
But Miss California, yeah.
Because Miss California, the winner, is way better than Miss California, the regional. I'm going to keep posting Miss California, the winner.
Homeless yeah, I'm going to post crazy blonde bitch.
Homeless oh chic, God. Outrageous what, New York.
What is that top that she's wearing? In
I
that,
don't know. It's ridiculous.
That is awful.
It looks like a marzipan.
It looks like sherbet ice cream.
It looks like, a porn star costume that you would buy at Party City like 5 minutes before Halloween's about to end.
It looks like oh. It looks like someone photoshopped the bad top on her. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because she was naked.
All right. Here's the homeless chic. Outrage as New York store sells $585 distressed shoes covered with duct tape that mock the poor.
What?
That's fair.
Okay. Well,
they make duct tape shoes and they sell them in a storefront?
It says a luxury department store has been accused of insulting the poor by selling a distressed shoe style with duct tape for $585. Barney's New York has customers who include both Jay-Z and Justin Bieber. Scottish
first
comedian.
Name, last name.
We all know who Barney's is. You don't have to tell us. It's one of the most.
He's reading the story.
I'm no, not you. I'm talking about people who wrote this.
Yeah, it's that guy, that dinosaur that sings numbers to children.
I love you. You love me. Two Marty. Plus two is four. Two plus two is four. Two plus two is four.
Limey tweeted that this poverty appropriation, I've got a pair of Adidas Sambas that are in the state. The sole has a hole in them with cycling.
Soul has a hole.
But okay, so there's do you see the shoes?
Married to Royce.
Look at the shoes in the
$500 for those shitty shoes.
Look in the
are
chat
you kidding
room.
Me?
Yeah, look in the chat room if you want to see what they look like.
Okay, that's just ridiculous.
Listen, that's fan fucking tastic. You get exactly what you deserve if you're paying $500 for that for the link that I'm about to provide where they're charging $175 for concert shirts.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Barney's is ridiculous. That's the whole point behind Barney's though.
Yeah, but that's designer duct tape, guys.
Excuse me, do you guys have the red-colored Golden Goose?
$175 Metallica shirts? They don't even look good.
Ooh, that's a bargain.
No, I know they're Barney's, but again, it's...
For the record, I spent $40 on my Guns N' Roses tour t-shirt when we went to go see them in July.
Yeah.
Guys, so.
Rube.
You spent $40?
Rube.
Your
concerts should never be more than $20 a piece.
Guns N' Roses ones are.
No, then you shouldn't buy it.
Barney's New York continues to prey on hipsters and the affluent alike with their line.
Prey? Nobody's forcing you to buy this. Prey?
I agree.
That's such a cunt word. Whoever wrote it, granted, Barney's, they've been assholes their entire career. That's the reason why people shop there, because they're pretentious assholes. But whoever's writing this, it's like they just moved to New York and went, what is this place that makes us all feel like we're a lot lower than we actually... It's Barney's, dickhead. We know this.
Man.
So man. I am not with buying these shoes because they're ridiculously expensive, but I also don't agree with that it's making fun of homeless people. Calm down. All right, let's not go crazy.
Let's relax.
Not everything's...
This is literally someone who just moved to New York.
Literally?
Eerily?
Now people are sending pictures to Barney's of like their fucked up Chuck Taylors and goes, hey, how much are you paying for these? $585 right now. Because, man, you got to admit, though, you know what it's going to do? More people are going to buy these shoes more because of this. You know that.
Yes.
But here's the thing. Not really, because now that this news story is out there, if people catch you wearing these shoes, be like, you spend $600 on those shoes, you asshole. Whereas the whole point behind getting them is, you know, you want to have distressed pairs of shoes, but you don't want to have 5 years invested in one pair.
What's so the most you what is the most that you would spend on a pair of shoes?
The most I would spend, or yes, most I have spent?
No, well, either. That too. Actually, both. That's a better question.
Both.
I think the most I have spent is maybe $75 at most.
Okay.
And that was like a pair of cleats for football.
$130 What did you buy, John, for $130?
They were workout shoes.
Those do get expensive. What about you, Mark?
I spent, I didn't spend. My parents spent $150 on Shaq Blacktops when they first came out.
Wow.
God damn.
What about you, Marie?
I don't remember the cost, but I know they were Manolo Blahniks on clearance in Nordstrom's, and they were probably in the hundreds. But that was a fucking good deal because those should have been many hundreds.
How many hundreds?
No, it was like, it was under 200, but it was like, you know, 100 something.
So 300.
No, it was under 200.
I know. $99.99.
I know.
You know,
it's
funny with all these like distress shoes. Royce, you have you seen my Chuck Taylors that are the Kurt Cobain editions? I paid $60 for those and they came distressed.
What do they have? Brain matter on them?
No.
It was too easy. It was a T-ball shot. It was so easy.
That was good.
It was Blurn's ball.
Okay. I still have my Chuck Taylors that are ripped. Hold on. Let me grab them real quick. I paid like $20 for them years ago.
There he goes.
He's gone.
And
like they're
gone.
All stained and like worn out, and it has like Kurt Cobain's signature embroidered on the side.
That's yeah, I won't pay more than $60, you know, whatever Chuck Taylor 2s now cost. $60-$65.
Yeah, that's about right. I love those kind of shoes. I have a pair of those. I have some PF Flyers that are pretty baller.
There you go.
Only because I want to be Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
Benny and the Jets.
No, it's from Sam.
Benny!
Oh, there they are.
Benny and the Jets.
Gotta be the shoes, Dutch. The shoes.
Let me see.
Shoes,
I can only find one, which I'm assuming my dog has eaten the other one.
Oh, no.
Oh, your dog ate your shoe? That's $700 on the streets of New York right now.
How much do you think this thing would cost? Because this whole backside is completely ripped out.
Oh, easy. $560.
Huge hole right there.
Especially if
they actually had to super glue the sole back into the actual
super glue. That's extra $150 right there.
Easy.
You think that would fetch me?
Yeah.
These old school. I got these when I think was like in eighth grade.
Yeah, you can call those, like, they got Yeezys now and Jeezy. You can call those Sleazies.
Those are the Sleazies. Those are your Sleazies, right? They look good. I think everybody has a pair of old Chuck Taylors somewhere.
I don't.
Of course.
I can only find one, though.
Oh, that'll be the new thing. Now they'll only sell one shoe, too. That'll be the new homeless style. Be authentic homeless. You just only buy one shoe.
Ew.
Unmatched shoes.
Unmatched shoes, yeah. I mean, you're right. And people fucking that much money for fucking shoes? What's the most? I'm trying to think of the most I've ever spent. I would say maybe $70-$80, and they're for gym shoes.
You ever meet shoe guys though? Or
oh yeah, no,
they're
yes,
called sneakerheads.
Sneakerheads.
Yeah, they'll only wear it maybe 3 times.
Yeah,
because they hate the feeling of a broken-in shoe.
And it's funny because
it's so weird. I don't get it.
James Riley,
yep.
My friend James Riley is a goddamn, I'm sorry, he's a total woman when it comes, he's got so many fucking shoes.
He does. Yeah, he talks about it on Facebook. Like he goes on eBay and like tries to get deals and he spends like $800, $900,000 on shoes.
Yeah, he's got several hundreds of pairs of sneakers and different shoes and all whatnot. So
I'm trying to figure out like what need does that fill?
The need for shoe?
People collect things. That's just something that people like to collect. That's the only way you could do it. Like, you know, that's why even to this day, man, there's lines outside of those Nike stores when the new Jordans come out.
Huge.
You know, because
huge
sneakerheads.
It's going to be huge.
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 I had a kid. I had a guy who a buddy of mine who was a sneakerhead who had the old Reebok pumps like from when they first came out. And he would wear them once in a while, but like very clean. Like he always kept them, you know, like. I don't give a shit about my shoes. Fucking fall apart.
If you're if if your hobby means you have to like check a weather report to make sure you're not stepping in puddles because of your hobby, then you need to find a new obsession, in my opinion.
I've read somewhere, I think Justin Timberlake is a sneakerhead too, from what I've read. He's really into them.
Yeah, but celebrities like that, like they have the money to like buy those
shoes. Right, yeah, we're talking about dudes who work at Nordstrom's who have that fucking type of obsession.
It's a lot. And dude, you could go on if you go on eBay, just search for Jordans and you'll see people selling old ones.
Thousands of dollars.
Yeah. Let's see if I can find it.
I got a friend that's like that, but with Oakley sunglasses. He's obsessed.
Really?
Is it Oakley or just any type of brand?
No, just Oakley. Oakley. Just Oakley. All of their whole lineup. He even has, they made a 3D, Oakley made 3D glasses for TVs, and he has a pair of those too.
See, parents, just hug your kids. Otherwise, this kind of shit happens.
Right now on eBay, you can buy a Nike 1988 Jordan in 3 white red original unworn for $29,000.
So bullshit that they're unworn. Bullshit on that one.
Here you go. They look worn. No, they don't. There they are. And there's some more pictures of it with.
Now, if you're a smart guy, knowing that this culture exists and you buy stuff and then never wear them and then you just wait a couple of years, that's fine. But 1980, wow. I mean, dude.
Cracks due to age, not recommended to wear.
What is it recommended for?
It's display.
Display.
Why would you display a shoe?
So you can sell it like this
can
guy
somebody,
did?
Can
I'm sure that shoe has changed hands five times at this point.
For the same reason that you wouldn't be playing with your action figurine, you would just have it on display on your shelf.
That's Murray, the thing I don't get. Can you see how much the 1988 Air Jordans cost when they first came out? I just want to know how much were paid when they first... I don't think they were that expensive, actually, when they first came out.
No. They were like $100. Like, they were the first... That's kind of like what kickstarted the whole branding of Jordan was... Well, they wouldn't charge as much if it wasn't the best shoe in the world for the best athlete in the world.
And now here
you guys see that documentary about that whole thing?
It's on Netflix still, I think.
Yeah, just the brand of Jordan and how that came about.
Jordan,
how Nike lucked out so bad.
Jordan 12 Wings Limited, the shoes, you could buy them for $25,000 on eBay right now.
That seems fair.
Yeah, that's, you know. What's $25,000 between friends?
I could. Hey, what do you want to do? Buy these sneakers or own a car? Oh, okay.
These are used Nike Air Jordans 4 Retro Size 10, M&M Encore Blue Shady Records. Apparently, the special M&M ones, and they're selling for $24,000.
Nobody's gonna buy that.
No, there yes, is. There's a whole subculture.
Yes, they
of
will.
On eBay? No.
Yes.
They're going to go actual swap.
No, they'll buy it on eBay. I guarantee. True. The reason you see these up here is because people are buying them. This one right here has 9 people watching it. It's $16,000 and it's in a glass display case. Air Jordans 4s, M&M's, the M&M ones, apparently. Here you go. That's
just,
what they look like.
It's just that whole subculture that we don't understand.
Subcoochers.
Subcoochers.
And coochers. Coochie coochers.
Dude, I'm going down here and we're even scroll. I did.
I'm watching your screen.
I did it from highest to lowest. And I'm still even. I'm halfway down the page and I'm still at 15,000.
You're not even below 10,000.
15,000.
I'm telling you, for example, the power laces, when they were talking about having the Nike power laces that just lit up as far as lights, and then the ones that they're actually talking about that they will, you know, mechanically cinch themselves. And my friend saying, hey, you know, if you want to get an in, I got a guy that, you know, works over at this store and you have to be here at a certain time the day before and stand in line and all that sort of thing. So that shit will sell. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when.
So I don't know how accurate SoulCollector.com is, but it says that the original Air Jordan in 1985's original price was $65.
Okay.
Adjusted for inflation was $143.
So for kids, you know how many kids right now probably had those for $65 and are like, Jesus Christ, look how much they're fucking worth now.
When you think about it, $65, that was a lot of money for a kid.
That's
back
true.
Then.
Back then, yeah.
They just said the adjusted for inflation would have been
$143. So anyone over 143 can go fuck themselves.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, we went a little bit over, so it's time for us to wrap up.
Yes.
Thank you for listening.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure to listen to The Real Thing podcast, which is up for download right now. Special extended edition. Correct, Mark?
That is correct. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, The Real Thing, R-E-E-L-M-L-R. Thank you so much.
Cousin Joe tomorrow, all the other great shows. We don't want to waste too much time because I don't want to cut the replay
dude.
Weird. And dude. All right, guys, we're out of here.
Dude. Trust in it.